Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Longtime No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope you hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. That is a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Three interviews every single week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world, at all the usual spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you like to get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I am talking with Dave Gahan, the lead singer of Depeche Mode. He's got a brand new record with Soul Savers. It's called Imposter, which finds him covering some of his all-time favorite songs that speak to his current moment in life. Now, the alt legend will be discussing recording these songs as his own confessional and taking on tracks from Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Mark Lanegan, PJ Harvey, Cat Power, just to name a few. It's with those last two, though, that Gahan tells us about the difference for him when it comes to singing a song from a female perspective, and even tips us off that he also recorded a version of Cat Power's Manhattan that might be released later this year. So let's do it. Dave Gahan and Soul Savers talking about Imposter. It's Kyle Meredith with Dave Gahan.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
I have enjoyed listening to this so much. It's I'll let you explain it too, because it's other people's songs, but it's not a covers record exactly. This is something different. What is the concept and when did the idea come?
Well, yeah, it is other people's songs, but the real idea behind it was to make it feel like a complete body of work that was done from the same place with the same singer, me, and this great band that I now have been fortunate enough to make music with for this will be the third record. But the difference being we all were in the studio together in November of 2019 at Shangri-La Studios in Malibu, and we tracked all of it live, and all the vocal performances too, as you hear them. And the idea was to create a record in that old-fashioned sense, you know, where you're listening to an album with two sides to it, and that it takes you on a sort of narrative, on a journey, like all the my favorite albums, and a lot of these particular singers that I someone said to me just now that they said, did I pick the songs or did the songs pick me? And you know what? It's the songs did pick me. They these performers, though, and these vocalists in particular, anyone from Mark Lanegan to, you know, Elvis Presley or Bob Dylan, you know, or Cat Power, PJ Harvey, these voices, you know, have carried me through a lot of what I would call my experience in life.
We talk about that a lot, the soundtrack to our lives, and kind of getting that sense from this collection right here.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the way it, I would say it's definitely it started to play that for me, like, and I sort of started to embrace this idea that as we were recording, I realized the sequencing was going to be really important. And then I also realized that I chose these songs because they represent not just how I have felt, but how I feel now. And how I feel about life, my life, the life around me. And the fact that it was done sort of pre-pandemic as well is interesting to me because, I don't know, it just, it seems to feel right now too as well. I need to, like, when I've been singing the songs recently because kind of getting my voice geared up, ready to get together with all the band in London to start off with and do some rehearsals. And we're going to perform this record in its entirety, hopefully a few times, you know, and some special sort of showcases.
Awesome. You talk about it, you know, the sequencing being important. Mm. Is it an actual story arc? I mean, does that play a part of it? Because I listen to it in two ways. I tried to listen to it in that way, like it tells a story from the beginning to end. I also sort of listen to it like if you were making a mixtape for someone, you know, sort of that idea as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I was doing this for someone. Yeah. You know, my own confessional, right? Asking for my own redemption or forgiveness. And to, you know, to also find a place in life as usual, for me, is often through songs and music or films cinematically, you know, and visually. I really am much more, I guess, aware of who I am and what it is I'm trying to be and who, and my place in that whole scheme of things. And this record did start to, so the sequencing, I started to formulate that, to be honest, within the first sort of three or four songs that we actually recorded. But I already had a list that was down to about 15 songs, which we ended up recording. But then I was getting that list down to 12 because I wanted it to feel like it was a record with two sides. And once I really knew that Dark End of the Street was going to start the record, it was like, how's this movie going to end? And, you know, and always on my mind was the perfect ending to it. Was to me, it was like sort of a happy Hollywood ending. you know, as the credits roll. And I think as well, for me, it was such fun making this record. I mean, I know when you listen to the record, when I'm singing through the songs, you know, there's definitely some dark points, but you know, that's such is life, you know. But for me also, there is so much joy and in the performances and the fact that we did them together live, it kind of makes it even more truthful to me.
It's interesting because so I listened to it in that way, as I was saying, sort of like a movie in the way you're talking about it. I guess maybe it's because, you know, the state of the world, I came at it a bit more cynically, I think, because you recorded one of my all-time favorite Bob Dylan tunes. I'll start there with Not Dark Yet, when I coupled that with Always On My Mind, what I wrote down was, I don't imagine the narrator decided to stick around. Like, that Always On My Mind was this tragic, like this beautiful, heartbreaking tragedy. You know, it was so pretty, but like, we've seen that Hollywood movie too. That's the one that's the ending I came to, especially coming from that Dylan song. Why did you pick that one?
Well, it's just why Not Dark Yet had to just come before that. You know, it was, and in particular, I felt that record in its entirety, Time Out of Mind, you know, it was to me like Dylan was kind of, maybe this is not true, but it's just my perspective, but it was like, hey, I'm still fucking here, okay? You know, like, and I'm good at this, you know, I'm really good at this. And, you know, once again, we had an album where, you know, you were like, well, that's the new bar. That's the new bar of a great record, you know. So, you know, and also lyrically, it just falls perfectly into where I feel I am now. And I think you could only have sang that, and I could only have sang that song having 40 years behind me of work. Yeah, it takes some balls, but like, you know, you do it right. And apparently the song has had the seal of approval from Dylan's camp. So like, wow. Yeah, that was quite the honor, I gotta be honest. It's the perfect song for me to just come before Always On My Mind, where it's sort of like, okay, I'm telling you that about all this stuff and I'm being pretty cynical about it, but please forgive me, because you know. So it was like that. That's the way it sort of plays out for me. It's the storm before the calm, the opposite way around, in a way.
Right. That's but it's, by the way, just a side note, his two albums with Lanois, like, just masterpieces. But that one and Oh Mercy.
Well, Lanois is a genius in himself. I mean, sonically. And this is real key, I think, to making a great record, or what I would interpret as a great record. It's about the sound. It's about the sonic, where it takes you sonically. It's where does, you know, the holes, the silence in between that sonic cacophony, you know, that's where, that's why I Held My Baby Last Night is where it is. That's why the Dylan song is where it is. And why Neil Young is placed carefully in there as well. But, you know, alongside PJ Harvey and you know, Lanigan, you know, I couldn't have done this record without a Lanigan song there. It tucked nicely between, you know, Dark End of the Street and Lilac Wine. You know,
his voice is the Dark End of the Street.
His voice, he only has to sing one phrase and he's already telling you. I mean, it's like, you know, he's dragging you through a bag of nails.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Speaking of voices, and you brought up Held My Baby Last Night. Is that you? Is that your Elvis voice that I'm hearing?
Oh, that's definitely the voice of the imposter. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Talk more about that. Then the imposter itself is a character.
I believed it was, but quite honestly, making this record made me realize that it's probably the closest I've come to really showing you who I am.
Well, that's interesting. Some psychological thing going on right there.
Always, you know, always trying to figure some shit out. If only that could end, that would be nice. So a little, but you know, I get that a lot more to these days. I get these moments a lot more where I just feel like I'm having a good time right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The Neil Young song, A Man Needs a Maid, one of the most misunderstood songs of all time, what Neil wrote. And I think what a lot of people interpreted it by, how does that fit into the set right here?
It fits in there because just being a man and how I got to be careful with this, but you know, being a man in my life, having a family, being married, and trying to show up for that responsibility, how far short I often fall. And, but I'm still trying, and you know, and I just feel that that's what the song is for me. It's just this confessional of being a man, but really not knowing, but still being just a child, a boy inside that, and not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, you know, and I need help. And that's where I feel it is. It's like that line for me is more, you know, it takes an army, it takes a village, as they say, you know, and, you know, I'm okay with that. I need help, and I'm lucky that I get that a lot.
I was reading about that song that I never knew that he originally wrote that as a medley with Heart of Gold. It was all one piece. And he had apparently had a line in there where he said, a man feels afraid. And that was the transitional parts. It's sort of rewrote it a little bit in my head as I was, you know.
It's funny when that happens. I mean, I'm not claiming to know what was in Neil Young's head at that time. But sometimes as well, when you have a phrase like that, which you just said, maybe someone in the room heard him say, man needs a maid, but his man is afraid. and it, sometimes when you hear it back, it's like there's a few lines on Imposter where I hear it back and it sounds like something else. That often happens. It's one of those things that happen in that sonic. And maybe that was the point where it was like, wait, no, yeah, that's the hook. Man needs a maid. You know, that when that happens for me, it's a kind of magical moment. You get that one phrase in a song or one line and you're like, okay, now I've got to build everything around that. And maybe it was like one giant piece. I mean, the whole album is a great album, you know. Yeah, I wanted to get more vulnerable with it as well. I just wanted it to feel a little bit strange and very sort of simple, hence just the piano and
I curious, and maybe this is a dead end question here, but it's like, you know, as we're talking about, especially what you were going for in A Man Needs a Maid, what that song is about, and then looking at, you know, you've covered Cat Power and you've covered PJ Harvey here, do you find that there's a difference when it comes to singing from what they originally had, female perspective in those senses?
Yeah, I think there probably is. I had to twist. I did take some liberties with the Desperate Kingdom of Love. I changed girl to boy. and I also, in Metal Heart, I sing at the end, if you listen carefully, you can hear, I know what I said, but I started singing, it's not me, it's the woman by my side, you know, and, you know, that's the kind of cliche thing, isn't it, that behind the, every, you know, whatever man, there's this really, you know, this is the powerful woman that you can't do things without. That, to me, is very true. So I felt that empowerment, and I definitely feel that, you know, from, we also did a version, actually didn't make the record, but we did a version of Manhattan that was really stripped back. Hopefully at some point you get to hear that, but it was Cat Power song. which was really a beautiful song. I really like that song, and the power of, to me, like this, the power of the city over making you feel so small and so alone. You know, you feel that in songs. Songs can carry you sometimes, like out of that loneliness or out of that feeling of that it's just you, because of course it's not. I mean, it's what I do love about Manhattan, certainly not a year ago when it just seemed like it was a ghost town, but like that was scary to walk around the streets, and it just felt really weird. But this power of the city being much larger than me as always as something I really love about it. You know, it's like, I need that. I need to, it's like where I am right now out on Montauk, I can walk down to the ocean and I know immediately that I'm nothing. I'm just this little thing, but like, it's this, I need, and I feel that from music. I felt that from a lot of these songs. I felt this feeling of belonging and being part of, and really feeling good about that. And I, you know, I'm sort of yearning for that still now. And I probably always will be, but when I really feel it and it feels good and feels like I'm where I'm supposed to be, like when we made this record, life is really fucking good.
Well, I know that there is a lot of magic in these songs. I mean, for me, you know, there are songs that I would never even learn to play just on strumming guitar because I felt like I would get too involved in the song and I would lose the magic. And, you know,
you just don't think about it. Like, that's the trouble with a lot of singing and guitar playing and what it's the too much thought, you know, and you know, the more music I make, and I don't know, the older I get or whatever, it becomes less about controlling the narrative. It is there already. And you know what? You could just get into it. And it doesn't matter if you make a few fucking clangers. It doesn't matter. Just have fun with it. In this last year, I got to say, I spent more time playing electric guitar in my little amp along to records like Exile on Main Street. And there were moments when, I'm telling you, I was in the Stones.
I love that. Dave, I love what you're doing here. There is still magic, was what I'm getting to in all of these songs. I mean, Lilac Wine and all of them that we get to talk about. Dude, congratulations on this, because it's so beautiful what you're doing.
Oh, man, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks, Carl.
And thanks so much for taking the time to talk about this. It's been a lot of fun.
Right. Thank you, man.
A huge thanks to Dave Gahan. Again, the new Dave Gahan and Soul Savers album is called Imposter. And a big old thanks to you as well, again, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button. Again, we put out 3 new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at all the usual spots that you can get your podcast from. So hit that subscribe button so I can give you all those brand new interviews. In fact, when you're subscribing to the series, make sure you look a little bit lower, or you can even search for it, Kyle Meredith with Martin Gore. Martin and I did an interview just, I think it was earlier this year, where we talked about a new instrumental EP that he put out. So that one's also in the Kyle Meredith series. And in that episode, at the end of it, I throw in a bonus interview from just a couple years ago when I talked to Andy Fletcher of Depeche Mode. So if you're a big Depeche Mode fan, go ahead and search the other interviews out in this Kyle Meredith With series. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All 3 of them are at Kyle Meredith. Over on TikTok at Kyle M. Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.